William thought, "I must have heard wrong," and continued walking to the front desk. He reserved a room for the night and left the hotel soon. After William had gone, Detective Palmer went to the front desk. He showed his police badge and ID card to the front desk clerk. He asked for the name of the man who had reserved a room a few minutes earlier.
"That was William Foster, sir,"
the clerk answered. Detective Palmer thought that William Cooper had begun using the false name William Foster to work on another safe-cracking job. He made up his mind to follow William. Soon after William had left the hotel, Detective Palmer also left the hotel. He began to tail William. He thought he was following William from a safe distance, but after a few minutes, William began to feel that somebody was behind him. William turned quickly at a corner and hid behind the door of a building until a big man passed by very fast. "Detective Mark Palmer," William thought. "No mistake." William was shocked. Soon he canceled his hotel reservation and moved to Green Hill, a city south of Columbus.